The City of Seward and a Western Alaska Community Development Quota, or CDQ, group are working on a plan for a new harbor in the South Central community that could shelter a Bering Sea fishing fleet. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the innovative plan is designed to keep more fishing-related income in Alaska and help revive Seward's seafood processing industry.
In his cramped office in downtown Seward, Ron Long, the city's assistant city manager, is showing me an enlarged map of Seward's harbors.
Here's the existing infrastructure here. So there's one central portion of the basin that would need to be dredged to accommodate the largest of the vessels in the proposed fleet.
Long says the new harbor is already built, and the idea to use it for the CDQ fleet came up a couple of years ago when Western Alaska's Coastal Villages Region Fund approached the city. CVRF is the largest of the CDQ groups, and it brings in an estimated 175 million pounds of groundfish and crab annually. Currently, the group's fleet docks in Seattle.
And they've managed to leverage those initial shares into majority or outright ownership interest in 20 large vessels, crabbers, catcher processors, trawlers, and over a quarter of $1 billion in assets that they would like to bring home to Alaska.
But the new harbor needs a jetty to protect the large vessels from wave action. Long says when the CDQ group looked at Seward,
we had almost all of the things that they needed except sufficient moorage capacity in all weathers at all times. And so that's what started the conversation about finding a way to complete that basin that's over on the east side of the bay.
Seward's year-round ice-free port and rail access to points north also makes the project attractive. CVRF's seafood general manager Nick Souza says the group initially was not sure Seward was the right place.
Not quite big enough and not quite what we were thinking. And then they reworked it a few times, and they came back with something that would work. It was pretty big. It would fit all of our fleet in there, the factory trawler, as well as the cod boats and the crab boats.
Souza says having the fleet close to corporate offices in Anchorage is another plus. It eliminates the 3.5-hour flight to Seattle. He says it won't be cheaper to keep the boats in Seward, but that's not a drawback. He also emphasizes more development has to be done regarding support services the fleet needs, and that could take time.
2 years, 10 years, the whole infrastructure needs to be built up, not just, boom, the harbor's here. You know, fuel vendors need to be able to fill up, you know, our ship, the factory trawler, actually probably takes as much fuel as the whole city of Seward does. So it's like, you know, things like that need to be addressed.
The CDQ group already has 5 large vessels with long-term moorage contracts at the city's existing harbor. Seward is working slowly but doggedly toward getting the new harbor finished. The city received a $400,000 appropriation from the state in 2010 to do a feasibility study and concept design. An additional $10 million from last year's transportation bond was invested in the project as well. Long says there is a need to find other users that would balance out the seasonal nature of the fishing fleet. The plan is to lease city-owned adjacent uplands to private developers and entrepreneurs and to attract more vessels to the new harbor.
We've had some recent activity over the last year or so with some of the oil and gas exploration and support fleet that's been being deployed to the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, and we expect that to continue as more companies are interested and more lease acres are opened up. We also have had some renewed interest from existing customers and tug and barge companies.
The city is now waiting to see if the $10 million in this year's capital budget survives the governor's veto. That money will allow Seward to begin constructing the breakwater this fall. With cruise ship landings down, Seward is looking to boost city revenues. In time, an uptick in marine support and fish processing could fill the gap. But CVRF says the project is bound to benefit the whole state by helping to Alaskanize the Bering Sea fisheries. I'm Ellen Lockyer.